Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Sans Pants Radio.
I am Turok!
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Adam.
And today we're going to be looking at Tuwega, Among Shadows, and other games. Did I pronounce that correctly? I don't know.
It's probably fantasy name, so it doesn't matter.
Did you have your phone open before you with the name of the game?
Yep.
So that you definitely knew what to say?
The trick is you can pronounce any fantasy name the way you like. Gamli.
Gamatu.
Aragoon.
Second.
Whatever, man. Frudu. And Sumwoos Goomji. There's no rules.
Well, that was the original pronunciation.
Yeah, that's true. That's what Toucan intended. Yeah.
J Ura Ura Tulkun.
I've been playing, it's for the iOS on Apple Arcade, Tuwega Among Shadows. Mm. It's a very simple game, and the things is where like Apple Arcade is, because they try sometimes and do like the port of those big kind of games that like are complicated, and you're like, this is better on something that isn't a phone. Mm. But this one, it is designed, I think, very much for a phone, and there are a couple of different, modes of play. So I did a classic Jackson B. Bailey of skipping every time there was a cutscene slash exposition slash anything.
Yeah, they definitely never would explain something that you might need to know.
Yeah, why would they? So I was like, it's hammering away, being like, give me to the fun!
Hell yeah. That's the only way to play.
And also I grabbed it because it looked really interesting. It was very much like animation and the whole, even like the lore that I have vaguely been paying attention to, it's very like African myth inspired.
Oh, that's sick.
Hmm. And so the art style is also very like, it's definitely not like Western animation style. It's like, that's very cool. Much the art design is that kind of that African one. It's like, it looks really, really, really cool.
That's lovely.
Can I see? You've got the video.
Yeah,
in front.
I'm intrigued as well.
I've got the video in front of me.
I love that aesthetic, and I'm really sad that not. Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, it's very, very pretty.
Not more just like media uses it. I remember seeing there was that, cool. I don't know what happened to it. I should look back into it. It was like a role-playing system.
Oh, yeah.
Like a fantasy role-playing system, but instead of drawing myth from kind of like Western mythology, it drew its sources and stuff from African mythology.
Cool.
It looked sick as hell.
I think it was like
hyena people. Hell yeah.
Kickstarter from memory. I'm not quite sure if it got released or is getting released or in the process.
I'm going to look back into that when I think about it again.
Mythology is super cool.
Yeah, man. Mythology rules.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you're playing, I want to assume Tuwega. I guess that's the person's name.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's
playing a lad. He's got sweet hair. Cool. And it's like a classic, light versus dark kind of lore fantasy thing that is always like, as the darkness has taken over, you're doing the light stuff. Cool. And you're basically shooting a light beam out of your hands.
Nice.
And there's two modes. There's one which is like your bugger lug is sitting there in the middle of the level, and you're always firing off your ray, and you sort of aim it to where the bad guys are coming down. They're coming from all over the place, and they hit
classic
you.
Classic kind of stuff.
You're very stationary. You're like pew over there, and you're like, and you can upgrade your blaster to be like a bigger radius or does more damage or these kind of things. And you've got like a special attack on a cooldown.
Yeah.
So you're like freeze everybody, or now they do this kind of thing. And so that's kind of fun.
How does it control? How do you use it?
It's all just on the touch screen. So
touch
you're
screen?
Kind of like using your hand to they're kind of like
almost kind of disappointing because I would think with like a, it's on the phone, right?
Yeah,
yeah. I would think I would like to see it being used with like a motion control.
That would be cool.
I mean, there might be that option, but if there was, I would have turned it off because I find that very annoying.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's like a game that I started playing on the Switch that basically had that kind of like the controls. Well, yeah, your normal controls, but then if you move the Switch motion thing, I'm like, I hate.
See, it's the Switch. I get that because the Switch is bigger and clunkier, but with a phone, I would like to see. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't like motion controls with the Switch though. I'm weird. Yeah. It's very frustrating.
So that's the one mode, and like the villains keep coming up, and they're usually coming from about like, you know, four different pathways, like below you, so like two diagonals and then like slightly like wider, or like they're flying creatures above you. You kind of go like, make sure I'm not getting hit too much. It's hard. Mm. And then there's the other mode, which is like you're just using your like beam to fly around.
Oh, yeah.
And like you're flying around like a certain like area while villains are kind of chasing you, and so you have to like blast away but also shoot them at the same time, and it's a lot of fun as well.
Like sounds a classic neat. Arcade sort of style.
Yeah. It's a very, very simple game. Again, the art style is really, really pretty. The storyline is very basic.
Yeah.
Just that again. It's
how much of it do you know though?
Yeah. To be honest, it could be incredibly complicated.
It's weird to be in the
other
side.
It could be the Hamlet of our age.
Yeah, look, the storyline, they could have put a bit of effort, you know.
They kept trying to explain things to me, and I was like, I don't think I've heard anything about it.
I don't know
before.
About that.
Yeah, I got confused.
This came out of the blue.
Suddenly I had light coming from my hand, and I don't know how or why.
No one ever told me.
Well, here's the lore that got filtered through me slamming the equivalent of B.
Okay,
so the world has plummeted to darkness. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's some villain lad that's doing it all and is corrupting people in your village, maybe?
Cool.
Or maybe had already done that and you're the only one that didn't do that.
That sounds
and
cool.
Then there's some guy.
Sounds like you definitely know what's happening.
And then there's a guy who kind of looks like those Jim Henson Bird lads, you know, the Skechish or something.
Skeksis. Sure.
I think.
Yeah.
Does he look like him or have I?
Do you mean the Skeksis from
Dark
Crystal?
Yeah. But does he look...
Gelflings, that's the other one, Dark Crystal.
Never seen.
You don't?
Yeah.
All right. I've heard good things.
I don't care. Do what you like in this life. I'm not the boss here.
You're so easy.
I'm just trying to think, did he look like him or was it just I'm imprinting?
Did he speak like him, act like him? Right. Was it Jim Henson himself, maybe? Hey, remember those bird people from the Dark Crystal?
Remember the Skeksis?
That's what I represent.
That's
and
me.
He goes away.
So it's that kind of person. Think of it like a shaman and then they explain the situation. And then they send you into the portal, which then takes you to the different worlds. And there's different, and then there's like, different kind of settings. And villains, and then you level up. I think there was a boss.
Okay.
That may have been a mate of mine.
Okay.
And I freed him from the darkness, and then he popped up in that little hub world, and then he gave me a cloak.
Okay. I mean, this could all be possible. No one's denying that. It's only you know the answer to this question, Sam.
Yeah, so again, fun gameplay, and a lot of, the gameplay is a lot of fun, and it's a really good... It's a really good time sink. It's a game that is great for
waiting in line.
It's great for on a plane as well.
Yeah, sure.
Like I was playing on a plane, and when the plane, this was pre-COVID when we could all actually travel, and
when flight existed.
Yes, yeah. when flight
can't
existed.
Do it anymore.
And then as we were
in the bin
packing up and having to get off, and like the guy behind me was like, hey, and he had his daughter there. He's like, hey, what's that game that you're playing is called? And I was like, oh, it's this game. Cause he was like, oh, it looks really cool. So,
all right.
And his daughter wanted to play it.
I've never made a friend on a plane. I'm jealous you have.
Yeah. So I was like, oh yeah, it's Apple Play, blah, blah, blah. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. So it is a very simple game. Again, it's not like toxic.
Yeah, oh, it doesn't
in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. You could kind of almost give this a lovely, like, what's the equivalent of watching TV but playing
Having it on in the background?
Like a phone play?
Yeah.
Like, not really...
You could be, watching a sitcom that you want to watch while also playing
It's perfect for if you want to not pay attention to the game or the movie you're watching, but somehow watch a movie and play a game.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, so it's very basic. And again, the animation and the art design is what really sells it. So especially if you're kind of like sick of either the half anime Final Fantasy clones that keep popping up everywhere, or the sort of like westernized kind of graphic. This is like, oh, hey, there's an alternative. I'm always a big fan of style in terms of art design over like, you know, photorealism.
Yeah,
sure. And you know, look, it's gonna bloody side here, but like. And like thinking Last of Us Part 2 is coming out, and all these games that, like, you know, even when Spider-Man, like, oh, look how photorealistic it is. And I'm just like, I wish they just chose a cool art style and ran with it, mm-hmm. you know?
You can tell the different leaves.
I don't care.
See, but then also, some games, they do the style, and I'm like, bad style game.
That also true, yes.
But I guess
yes.
you get more diversity that way.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. You know?
So yeah. All up, I would say... It feels unearned giving it 5 thumbs, but then again, it didn't do anything wrong. So.
Hey, that's pretty good.
5 thumbs.
Hell yes.
All right.
That's good.
That's how Tom, Handsome Tom, gives movies 5 stars.
Yeah,
that's the exact
true.
Same theory.
Yeah, it's a good theory to have.
Everything
you know?
Starts out at a 5 out of 5, mm-hmm. and then it needs to lose those stars.
Glass full.
Glass full, and every time I don't like it, I have a sip.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's nothing like, again, it does what it does well. Yeah. You know, you can't really criticize. If you've got Apple Arcade, all the games are in theory free.
Yeah.
Even though they're like $9.99 like a month, I think, yeah. For the subscription.
But you pay, but yeah, when you break it down, it's like a cent a game or whatever.
But
sure.
I ain't doing that math.
Yeah. Sure. But in terms of like a lot of Apple Arcade games, they can be like, is it good or is it good for a phone game?
Mm.
And I would say this is probably very good for a phone game.
Sure.
They would fall under that sort of category. So with that caveat, 5 stars.
5 stars?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my god.
I'm doubling.
Stop.
I'm doubling down. Douche is not here to yell at me.
Oh my god, without douches.
5. This is a star episode,
oh
lads.
My god. Oh my god. No.
Well, holy moly.
I'm reviewing in
yes.
Into the Spider-Verse.
I'm not ready to get that off the rails yet.
All right. Well, while you think of your particular rating system, let's just have a quick word from our sponsors.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's Amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you, sponsors. Well, I didn't have a TV for the longest time. Yeah, I'm cool. I don't need a TV. No, I do. And I recently acquired one with a terrible resolution, but
ooh,
who cares? Until I've plugged in my Switch to the TV, and I'm like, I never play my Switch docked. Let's do that now. And then I was looking through games that I was like, maybe now that I'm on a TV, I would like to play them, but big.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to re-download Pokemon Shield. a game I got halfway through and lost interest in.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I can play it for the same amount of time and lose interest, and that'll be the whole game.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm reviewing...
They're coming out with DLC soon, apparently.
Well,
so
that was part of my thinking as well. I'm like, what if I want that Snorlax that uses its shell tail as a gun or whatever? So, yeah, I guess I'm reviewing going back to Pokemon Shield after not playing it for probably a year. It's confusing. Diving back in... And I didn't know where I was. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what Pokemon I had. For some reason, the first thing I did is it was like there was a little thing on my screen. There was like a little notification that said press Y. And I pressed Y. And then it was like mystery gift. And I was like, okay. And then I sold one of my Fox Pokemon away.
Cool.
I don't know if I was meant to do that or not.
Did you want to?
Yeah, I don't think you should have done
well,
that.
Well, I had it in a box. So I mustn't have wanted it. But I don't remember.
Did you?
I can't imagine you doing something haphazardly.
It wasn't in my party. Maybe I didn't want the fox anymore. I don't know.
Did you hate the fox?
I don't think I liked it, but I don't remember any of it. I did remember that I had a garbage Pokemon in that, like, I mean, I had, I think his
the
name
Garbo
was,
or whatever.
Yeah, Trubberish or whatever. That was satisfying to come back to and remember. The first gym that I came back to, I think I was in the middle of doing, was an ice gym, and I had a fire Pokemon that I didn't recall picking up named Nipple. Don't know why I named it Nipple. I was like, maybe
it looked... What did it look like?
Not like a Nipple. it looks like a chandelier, so...
Are you sure you named it Nipple?
It is named Nipple.
All right, it's not. That's not the Pokemon's name.
If the Pokemon's named Nipple, that rules. Maybe it's an evolved version and the original one looked like a nipple. I don't know.
Maybe you're just thinking
chandelier.
Of nipples.
Chandelier?
Yeah. Yeah.
How could something that looks like a nipple evolve into a chandelier?
Okay, like maybe think of a terrible light bulb that you squint and it looks like a nipple. Maybe.
No. All right, so it's like a chandelier.
Yeah.
So what if it started out as a candelabra or whatever?
Okay.
With the two arms? That could, you've got like the two lumps there.
Yeah, it could look now like a nipple.
You got dumb brain. Yeah. You could have seen them as nipples.
I think it looks like a candle though. So I don't know. My starter's name was Spaghetti. I don't remember the reasoning for that. He's a monkey. I don't know why I called him Spaghetti.
Spaghetti the monkey rules.
Did you have Spaghetti... When you bought the game and you were like,
I was like, what do I name my monkey?
Let me just eat this spaghetti.
I remembered that I really disliked the design of the grass starter. He's like a big gorilla with drums. I realize I don't care. So I might just release him into the wild. I'm thinking about doing that. I'm thinking about playing fast and loose with the rules of Pokemon and just releasing my starter. I don't want him or need him. You know, get rid of him. Okay. So yeah, and going back and remembering how to play Pokemon was also a strange experience. Something I realized I didn't know I'd forgotten, but then I'd definitely forgotten. Pokemon Shield is fun to get back into. I think because I had such a long break, I will finish it now. Like, I think it's just I needed to do it in two big chunks. I couldn't do it all in one.
Can
I make a prediction?
Sure.
No. You will give up.
I think I'm halfway through. Some lady was like, hey, we're going into this.
Didn't you start halfway through?
Yeah. What?
So saying you're halfway through means you've done nothing.
Okay, I guess I'm half and a bit way through.
All right, you've done a bit.
I did an ice gym.
A bit is 5 iotas, for those of you unsure.
I looked at the map and got very confused about where I had to go next. I've forgotten a lot of the rules. I keep getting notifications where they're like, there's new Pokemon to get, but I don't think I want to. Although I guess given that I hate spaghetti, I will need to get someone new to fill.
But he's got such a good name.
Yeah, but he looks terrible.
Controversial opinion.
Yeah.
Don't fill the hole.
Yeah, that's bold.
How many Pokemon are you currently rocking?
I think I've got all 6.
Don't.
You know all 6 Pokemon that there are.
Rock 4 or 5. You know something? You want to hear something crazy that I liked to do?
Mm-hmm.
I would match the number of Pokemon that my rival had.
Oh, that's insane.
Mm.
That rules so hard. Well, my party is currently Nipple, who is the chandelier. Uh-huh. I have Doofus, who's the little monkey with a, like, sombrero on his head.
Yeah.
I have the rubbish Pokemon. I have, I think, a little mosquito Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other guys.
Sure.
But I have no emotional attachment.
And a fox?
No, you, I gave away the
fox.
You
have no emotional attachment to these Pokemon that you can't name?
Well, that's what I mean. But clearly I must have when I stopped playing.
You can't even describe the 6 Pokemon. Okay. You literally, were you not doing this like yesterday? Surely?
I was doing it this morning, right? Rubbish.
All
right. Monkey with a sombrero. Other monkey. Gorilla with drums. Flygon or whatever his name is. Chandelier.
Chandelier.
That's five.
Who's the sixth guy? Shucklefuck. Now, I know that sounds like a swear, but it's spelled S-H-U-C-K-L-E-F-U-C. So...
if you can get past Nintendo's filters, surely you can get past these.
Now, okay, so what is Shucklefuck?
Shucklefuck is a...
a Shuckle?
Yeah, he's a Shuckle.
I which love is Shuckle.
A great Pokemon. And
what's a Shuckle look
it's like?
It's like
a gross turtle with yellow arms, and it's very wormy looking.
I'm a big fan already.
Yeah. It would probably be on my, like, if I had a roster of six, I'd put Shuckle on it.
The funniest thing, and this was another thing that coming back to it, so I realized that the very last time I played Pokemon was for a stream, which was ages and ages and ages ago. And in that stream, all I was doing is in the Wild Zone, which is kind of like a brand new area, you can do these fights against Gigantamax Pokemon, which are giant Pokemon, and it's very difficult to defeat them. And when you do, you get, like, loot, and that loot includes a lot of rare candies and, like, things that up different stats.
I think I know this.
And so what I did with Shucklefuck is every time, as a joke on the stream, I was like, let's beef up this gross turtle. And so coming back in and being like, why is he so powerful? What's going on?
Except if you're giving him rare candy, he is not that
powerful.
Oh, no,
he's not. His defense is for some reason through the roof, because I think I got a lot
of... that's normal Shuckles.
And I think also I got a lot of defense ups and stuff, and so he is impossible to kill, but really, truly worthless. But I can't believe that I forgot I have him on my team. So yeah, look, I'm probably going to try and finish Pokemon Shield now. I've seen, like, trailers for the DLC. I like the look of that horrible deer with a giant head. I think that's the legendary of the new area. If somebody should look it up, it's really bad. It's like a deer with a giant berry on its head, but it looks like somebody's terrible fake Pokemon, and it's the legendary of the new area.
So many, my housemate Tom of handsome fame.
Yeah,
he recently got back into Pokemon. And every time I watch him playing Pokemon, my experience ever since, I think the last time I was properly playing was Ruby Sapphire. That was the last time I properly played Pokemon.
Yeah, that's it.
Show me.
I've got the deer, and I want to call bullshit. This is a bullshit.
Yeah, that's not good.
It sucks.
That's a deer?
That's bullshit.
How is it a deer?
I don't know, dude.
It's got a deer's hand, hell? I guess.
Oh, now I see it. Oh, no.
If this is your favorite Pokemon, you're wrong.
It's so gross.
But yeah.
Oh, there's a one side on, and it was worse.
God, yeah.
I don't know if that one's real, because I don't think it has a whole body.
That might be a not an artist's interpretation. That might be like an early concept sketch or something.
The regular, genuine thing is the one that has no back half and just has a gross round body. And
I hate its round beard.
It sucks.
But anyway, so much of Pokemon these days is me looking at a Pokemon and being like, as if. No way.
Those are its hands.
Yeah.
It's its hands.
Oh, it does have
It's bipedal.
No.
Really the worst thing to come out of Pokemon in a long time.
No.
What is Game Freak doing?
I don't know.
Tell you what, they finally lived up to their name.
You're Game Freaking, baby. That's what's happening.
It feels like a rejected character design from Adventure Time.
Yeah, it's truly awful.
Oh, that is an incredible description.
Very accurate. Very accurate. Well, I'm excited to catch it and make it my main or whatever. Something I've noticed is that all my Pokemon, none of them are from the new region. None of them are Galarian, I guess. I guess I hated all the designs. That's interesting. Also, going back, I realized that my strategy is not good. And like in every video game I play, I don't pay attention.
Correct.
Crazy.
Wear away Pokemon until I'm down to the last one, panic, die, do it again until I'm just lucky enough to win.
Incredible. Mm-hmm.
And it works some of the time. Both of you, when you played Pokemon, were you the type of people that if you lost a match against somebody, you would turn off your game and start again?
No.
That's insane to me.
I typically didn't lose because I would overtrain my Pokemon.
That's hilarious.
So I would be coming in with the exception of the Elite Four, I would typically be like double the level of most gyms.
Wow. So I also like, I've never really played Pokemon. I tried with them when they came out on the Switch. You had like Pikachu following you like a big dingus, and I didn't care for the game.
That's fair.
It wasn't for me. So what, you would just, if you would lose, you'd turn it off?
Well, my partner, when she would play Pokemon, and I found this insane, but then I found out other people do it. Every single trainer that she would have to fight, she would save her game, fight them, and if she lost, she would reload her save and do it until she won.
Did she ever get ambushed? Because sometimes it would happen, like you'd be walking somewhere and just your rival shows up and you got to fight. If she loses one of those fights that she doesn't get a chance to save beforehand...
I don't know. I'd have to ask her. But she played it like a crazy person, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, that seems crazy.
For me,
you can't have a win-lose ratio?
I guess
I just don't want to call anyone crazy because I spent literal like hours and hours in the tall grass slowly buffing my Pokemon.
Well, so I think her
idea... That's crazy, surely.
I think her idea is she didn't want to lose any money. Because when you lose in a fight, you lose some
half
money.
Half of your money. Yeah.
See, all my Pokemon are underleveled horrendously.
I think I'd just be like, underleveled and poor.
Absolutely. And I pick Pokemon based on whether or not they're cute, not if their types are useful at all.
Well,
I do that as well.
Yeah. If they look a cutie, then they're on my team.
Absolutely. Yeah. There are so many various types I don't have represented, but I have like three bugs or whatever.
Did you ever get like a Pokemon where you're like, I like it in this form, and then it tries to evolve, and you're like, no. And every time it gets a level, you try to stop it from evolving?
A lot of the Pokemon that I have are just one. Like, Shucklefuck doesn't evolve. Yeah.
I thought they did add, not in a game I've played, but I thought they did add an evolution.
I hope not.
I think it's just like a special way of evolving.
Oh, okay. Thank goodness.
It's like a specific scenario that needs to happen. I might be wrong. I've not
come across it yet. Yeah. I think all of my Pokemon are at their final evolution, though.
Like I said, Shuckle looks cool.
Yeah, Shuckle rolls, dude.
What are you looking it on? Can you look it up on Bulbapedia or something like that so you can see if it's Shuckle.
I love it.
If it evolves.
Shuckle is great because Shuckle is level 51 and the rest of my Pokemon are around the 41 to 45 mark. He's so powerful. But I can't win any fights with him.
I give Shuckle like five thumbs.
Yeah.
But that deer thing, negative 10.
Negative 10.
There should be ability somewhere or an attack somewhere or move or whatever where you can flip defense and attack.
That would be so useful to get. Oh my God. Well, I like, Pokemon, this is something I hadn't really ever thought about until this playthrough of this game is like, well, I guess what you might call strategy.
Are you making me want to get back into Pokemon?
That's fun. And so, like, I've enjoyed with the chandelier.
Yeah.
And I don't remember setting this up.
Sears chandelier.
Yeah, absolutely. But I must have set this up, is that I have a move called Hex, and I have a move that sets someone on fire. Mm-hmm. It burns them. And Hex does heaps of damage if they're on fire, but it doesn't do any damage otherwise.
Ah.
And so I'm like, Pass Jackson, you figured it out. You're on top of things. So
Shuckle doesn't evolve.
Okay,
I was wrong.
Yeah.
So how many thumbs, Pokeball, stars, whatever you want to give this. I don't care.
Let's give it 5 dead Pikachus.
Out of?
10.
Incredible.
There are no rules anymore, I guess.
Correct.
Confusing but exciting. No, let's call it 5 out of 5. I'm having a good time and I'm excited to get back into it.
What have you been playing, Ads?
I've been getting back into a game as well.
Yeah. Ooh!
I've been getting back into a Fallout 4 recently. I started playing again.
Your least favorite Fallout, is that correct from my memory?
It is not my favorite Fallout, no. Yeah. I think I would place it Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah.
Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Fallout 1, Fallout 2, Fallout 4, Fallout 76, I think, in that order.
That seems pretty reasonable. Yeah. I think I would agree with you, to be honest. I haven't played 1 and 2, but
what's the gap between...
I've only played a little bit of 1 and 2.
Yeah. What's the gap between 76 and Fallout 4?
All right. So, until Fallout 76, my scores are positive. Fallout 4 is my least favorite out of the positively scoring Fallout games, but it is still a positively scoring Fallout.
Wow, that rolls. Man. God.
Yeah, wow. Fallout 76, no good. But that's not what I'm talking about.
It's not what we're here to discuss.
So, yeah, Fallout 4, been getting back into it. Heavily modded, playing it. When I first played it, I played it heaps on PS4, but now I'm playing it on PC. And wow, the difference the mods that you get to play with.
Absolutely, because I saw that you were playing Fallout 4 on your PC, and I was like, I want some of that. And since I've moved to the company computer or a nicer computer, I'm like, I can run it now and it will look good. And so, yeah, grabbing it with mods and just making it pretty is, oh, so satisfying.
I guess this is going to kind of be more a specific review of the mods because I feel like opinions on Fallout 4 come thick and fast.
Yeah, Fallout 4, you made me think of it when you said, like, I prefer style. And I was like, Fallout 4 is stylized on that. Game is it looks really ugly. I hate the way
style over substance. That's what Fallout 4 is.
Why does every character in Fallout 4 look like they have a wrong skeleton? They don't move like a human being. It's a nightmare. It's like
that's fair.
It's like they're missing joints or something. I hate it. I hate it so much. Don't play in third person.
The first one I'm going to talk about really quickly is Sim Settlements, which is so popular a mod that there is a mod category on Nexus, the Fallout 4 Nexus, where you get your mods from, where a lot of people get them. Anyway, there's an entire category of mod just for Sim Settlements submods.
That's amazing.
It's so popular. And I've played, this is not the first time I've played Fallout 4 modded. I've played it with Sim Settlements before. Sim Settlements rules. Mm. Wow. It's just like, you just kind of set things up or whatever. You're like, I'm zoning. This is residential.
Yeah,
this is commercial.
Sim City, baby. Yeah.
This is industrial.
So it's full on just like Sim City.
Yeah, absolutely. This is defense. This is that. And then the game builds itself. And you don't, or the settlement builds itself. And you have little inputs here and there where it might be like, oh, defense. What direction are we going in defense? And I'm like, oh, this way or whatever. It is so much fun, and there's a mod called Conquest, Sim Settlement Conquest, where the settlements are settlements before you get there. They're already worked out. They're existing. They interact with each other and stuff like that. It rules. Man, it crashes your game, though. Wow, Sim Settlements. All of the Sim Settlements, it's just like... It's trying. It feels like every time you put out one fire, putting out one fire is what causes another fire to start when it comes to Sim Settlements. It is an incredible mod series, but it might be the only mods that you can run because it does not play nice with a lot of other things.
It's so nice getting back into... playing Fallout 4 with mods is great, but getting back into fixing my game so it runs with mods... I forgot how much I loved it. Like, that's when I played Skyrim, I would try to get mods working for 2 hours, play Skyrim for half an hour. And that was kind of the ratio. And that's where I wanted to be. Yeah. With Fallout 4, like, you get in and you're like, oh, that's crashed. Why is that crashed? Why is this texture doesn't come in? Like, I got a mod that made my grass really pretty and it got rid of all trees. So it was just like, grasslands across the wasteland, and I was like, this is beautiful. But for some reason, all of my water was like a pool in Florida, like bright blue, and I was like, what? What is this going on here? Then I found out I had 3 different water mods installed for some reason. Yeah. I'm like, ah-ha-ha! Yeah. And that is way more satisfying than any quest in Fallout 4 could ever be.
I always loved watching you try and figure out either whether Skyrim or the Fallout 4 mod, because I've never seen you look more like a 90s hacker.
Oh, yeah. So my dad, one of the most impressive things about him is his tenacity. Like, I've seen my dad plumb, with no plumbing skills, his holiday house. And we were there from, like, maybe 7 a.m. in the morning until midnight, and he just went at it. Every problem he was like, solution. And he didn't eat, he didn't drink, he just did it. I don't have that with building a house, but with mods for some reason I can spend like 6 hours getting it going, and then I'm like, well, Skyrim runs, and then I turn off my computer and go do something else.
That rules. That's insane to me. I'm definitely modding to play, not playing to mod.
Oh, I'm playing a mod. Absolutely.
So Sim Settlements, I had to just turn off for this playthrough because I just could not get it to work. And I started using instead something called Transfer Settlements, which is, so someone will be like, oh, I'll make this beautiful detailed settlement and then I'll upload like a blueprint of that. And then you can download it and then just set it up.
Oh, that's sick.
It rules. I absolutely love it. It's not without its issues.
Okay.
The settlements always look pretty. I've tried a bunch of different Mordorthas for different transfer settlements, but all of them have looked really pretty, with the exception of one.
Okay.
And I've just been having trouble with that. God, I want to... Anyway, so you load up the blueprint. It nukes everything on the settlement itself, so it just cleans the slate for you, and then it builds everything, it powers everything, and then at the end of it, you get a big message. And so the problems I've been having are my own fault. So in the transfer settlements mod and all of the different like blueprints that people upload, everyone just keeps telling you when the blueprint is loaded, leave. Leave the cell immediately because the cell needs to reset and you need some time. So go away, spend 3 days like in a completely different place, then come back and assign your settlers and do stuff like that. Do not do it immediately. So this one settlement, first time I did it, I was like, sure, it'll be fine. What could possibly go wrong? I have restarted my game. It broke that one settlement completely.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to do a reinstall to get that one settlement working. And I'm pretty sure I'm just going to give up on that one settlement.
That's
I'm just not going to go
so
there.
Funny.
Wow.
Wow.
That was my fault. But wow. When they say don't assign settlers immediately, do not assign settlers immediately. Don't build anything. My settlers bumble around. So the issue is my settlers do not understand that there are walls in that settlement. Walls and objects and anything. If I assign a settler to something, they're like, cool, I'll go do that. And then I get a little pop-up message that says, resource has now been assigned, which is what normally happens. And then the resource does not do it. It's not been assigned. Nothing happens. And I'm like, interesting.
It is truly one of the greatest lessons that you learn when you're modding like a Bethesda game.
Yeah.
Is that when people are like, please do this. They're not just saying it as a goof.
Yeah, it's not.
But I get the same thing. Like when I downloaded the one that turned it just into grassland and got rid of all the trees, they were like, please download this separate one if you want to make things extra clean. And I'm like, well, like, how clean does extra clean mean? And then I get in and there are crows just hovering in the air and there are like tire swings floating and nothing. And I'm like, okay, no, you know what? This is my fault. This is on me. Absolutely. Mm. My bad.
I also got a bunch of quest mods and it is crazy. It is absolutely insane. I got like 3 different authors and like maybe 10 different quest mods. And it is crazy. The percentage of those quest mods that are like a radio signal appears that is a distress signal. You go to the distress signal and then a raider is like, you idiot. You dumb idiot. You fell into my trap and I'm going to kill you. But ooh, maybe I like you. What if you worked for me? And I did not know that nearly every single quest mod I had downloaded was going to be this. So I was role playing a very goody two shoes type character. And so just to play the damn mods
you
that
have
I have
to be
installed,
a bad guy.
I'm like, I guess I'm a bad guy actually. And it's a bit frustrating, but it's just weird that it is a almost a trope.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe it's like a, cuz like in Fallout 4 vanilla, you don't really get many opportunities to be a bad guy.
No, you do not.
And it's one of the most frustrating elements of it for someone who plays almost exclusively a bad guy. The moment I loaded up Fallout 4, I was like, I'm on survival mode. I need somewhere to sleep. And a farmer was like, hey, there's some raiders. Can you help me kill them? And I was like, what if I killed you? And then I took his bed.
It is nice that is an option. You can just kill the settlers at a settlement and take control.
Absolutely. But I know what you mean. I have the opposite problem where I'm like, oh, Nuka World was a terrible DLC. Oof. That was no good and no fun. But it's designed for raiders. Maybe there are mods out there that make it, you know, no, there's the opposite. Nope. Hey, do you want to be a good boy and do the bad boy DLC? No, not at all. Not even close.
And there was one, the one quest line I'm doing, quest mod that I'm doing the most now, I think it's called Depravity.
Yeah.
And it's not incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's designed to work alongside the main quest line.
Yeah. Okay.
It just feels like, look, I don't want to insult anyone else who's trying to tell a story, especially someone who's basically doing like a little fan fiction-y sort of thing.
Because
I used to write fan fiction and I get it. But
Do you have your screen name?
Sorry?
Your screen name for that.
I think it was beeswax_nun_ovia.
thought I was going to trick him.
So close.
It was crazy as well because you're my boss. Yeah. You asked in this official capacity, in the office, in an official setting. A part of me was like, but he asked you a question.
You got to respond, buddy.
He's in charge. What was I going to say? Yeah, but it is kind of, for lack of a better term, cringe. Because a lot of it is like, there are a bunch of points where I'm chatting to someone from the mod while I'm doing the main quest line.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, who's the guy who steals your kid? The bald guy?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Kellogg. Yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, Kellogg, I know that name. I used to work with a Kellogg. Here, I've got this blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, come on. don't make Kellogg your main character's best friend or whatever. Yeah. Come on.
It can't be worse than the Skyrim DLCs that were called, like, Wacky Seamus's Quest something, where you'd go up to someone in a tavern and then a terrible voice actor would be like, hello, it's me, Seamus. Would you like to get a little DLC? And you'd be like, what do I do? And it'd, you know, do you remember that?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
I'm talking about a very specific one.
I thank God that the one thing that I really hate from a quest mod, especially a voice quest mod, is when you walk up to a modded character and you start talking and
they start talking like this. This is how the mod character talks.
Oh, it's
God,
awful.
God, I hate that.
It's awful.
The audio quality shift, I would rather they not say that. I'd rather it just text.
Mm. Yep.
Don't have any audio if that's
terrible audio.
Audio
or when the quest mod gets horny. Two things I have no time for. I remember I had a Skyrim quest mod where it was like, here is like a character. I think her name was Bruna or something. Mm. And they're like, she's got like a detailed backstory and you can do this quest that takes you across Skyrim with her. And I was like, cool. And then halfway through the journey across Skyrim, she's like, man, it's been a long day. Let's relax at these hot like spas or whatever, and they were just like, you know, like a volcanic,
like a hot spring.
Yeah, and she just got nude, and I was like, game, I'm not here to jerk off.
You know, I got things for that. Okay, I don't need this. I don't need Skyrim.
I got a damn machine dedicated to jerking me off, game. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, you think I would have bought the jerk machine 5,000 if I was going to jerk off to Skyrim? No.
No, that's just wasted money.
I have it constantly running anyway. You could put anything on the screen. But yeah, those are my two pet peeves from Quest Mod.
Thankfully, it's all been really well voiced so far, like technically. It just, the writing is not incredible at times. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then I also got because I am that sort of plain white bread vanilla boy who likes the Minutemen.
Yeah, for sure.
So I've got a bunch of mods that affect the Minutemen, change how they work and stuff like that, which are a lot of them. So a lot of the effects are really cool. So it changes the types of Minutemen, like it makes different types of leveled and ranked Minutemen.
Cool.
And when you fire the flare gun to summon some Minutemen, they'll follow you for a little while and
that's
act as like a squad with you. That really, really rules. One of, and I can't work out which damn one, but one of the mods changed it so that all of the Minutemen wear, you know, the Brotherhood of Steel fatigues?
Oh, yeah.
Those like basic ones or whatever.
Right, yeah.
They're all wearing those clothes instead of the cool Minutemen outfits that I love. Mm. And I don't know which mod has done it. And I'm furious at that mod. Because Minutemen looked incredible to me previously, and now they look like garbage.
I wonder what mod that would be.
It's so frustrating.
I'd love to get my fingers in your load order. Let me take a peep under the hood, babe.
I've been disabling and enabling like different Minutemen mods, and every time I launch the game afterwards, I'm so scared that I'm going to accidentally crash the game. Mm. I've gotten to a point where I can't work out which mod it is, and I don't want to test it any further in case I break something.
Absolutely.
Right now the game's kind of stable.
Mm-hmm.
Now that Sim Settlements, now that I've taken Sim Settlements around the back of the building, shot it in the head. Everything's working kind of stable now, and I don't get any crashes.
Okay.
So I'm pretty happy with things.
That's good.
At the game, I do get crashes when I try to close the game.
Me too. I think that's just part of the course.
Yeah.
You're like, exit to desktop, and it's like, freeze. Gotcha, buddy. You want to close me? Start to log out. That's all you've got as your option.
And I've got a mod, because I like going around with a big group of people. I've got a mod that lets me have multiple followers, and it like lets me do a lot more stuff with followers and stuff like that. And I think the same person made the Skyrim version of that mod that I like to use, Amazing Follower Tweaks or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I wish they did a lot of the things that they did in Skyrim, because It's just like multiple people following you. It's not that big a deal. But in Skyrim, they worked together, and the mod added a bunch of dungeons that would like work with competitive with multiple people and change some vanilla.
I remember that. That was cool.
Some great moments when I was playing that mod in Skyrim, where I was doing one of the dungeons and I needed an NPC to walk over and pull a lever, but the NPC was mad at me. So when I told them to do it, they said no. And then I got so mad, I filled them with arrows so that they would go pull the damn lever.
That rolls.
And another time I was in a dungeon and one of the NPCs picks up an axe and is like, ooh, nice axe. And then another NPC that I was traveling with comes over and is like, I want that axe, and beats them into the ground and takes the axe. It ruled. I didn't know the game could do that.
That's amazing.
It was incredible, yeah.
My current plan is, because of the Machinist or whatever it was, DLC.
Mechanist. Yeah.
That let you put, like, make different robots. And Nuka World introduced these robots that were like walking vending machines. Mm-hmm. My current plan is to take Curie, who is the French robot, and Cobblepot or whatever, who's your butler robot.
Cobblepot.
Whatever his name is.
Cogsworth or
Oswald
something.
Oswald Cobblepot. Yeah, Zaman knows.
And then, no, I said Cogsworth. So I was close.
And then I want to put their brains in the Nuka World vending machines and wreak a merry hell upon the wasteland.
Have them firing piping hot Nuka-Cola people.
So how many thumbs? How many thumbs from modded Fallout 4?
Or how many Fallouts?
Or how many Fallout 4s? Or how many dead Pikachus, apparently?
Stars. You want some stars?
Let's go with dead Pikachu stars.
Okay.
I want to sit somewhere in the middle.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Also, that's in the game. Yeah. Oh. I modded it in. I think for... All right, so I am... This is specifically for Fallout 4 mods, not for Fallout 4. I'm giving it 4 out of 5.
Oh, nice. Ooh. Very nice.
4 out of 5 dead Pikachu stars. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That brings today's total up to, I think, -5 thumbs, for the Pokemon we looked at.
Yeah, lawless score. That's what today's come to. Yeah. Something beyond mortal understanding. Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Adam.
Happy modding.
Yeah, mod away. Well, yeah,
that's the modern sound.
You've got to kiss your PC.
Absolutely.
That's how it makes it.
Modern warfare, tell you.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sandspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.